Hello, Connie Reagan Green here with another episode of Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. I'm coming to you from mostly sunny Southern California, and today what I want to share is making valuable use of your extra free time. So we're in the middle of a pandemic, and I'm telling people that I never had it on my bucket list to endure and survive a pandemic, but now this will be something we can check off our list. And if I sound very happy and excited, it's because I am. I'm happy to be alive, happy to be sharing information with you, happy to be living in a time where not being at a job, not being away from home at work is making a difference. We're able to have more time at home. So I want you to see this time as a gift. It honestly is. You can spend more time with people that you live with, spend more time with your pets. That's been a great joy for me. I'm spending much more time with my little dogs and cats that I have, and getting to know those family members in a way that you couldn't do before because everyone is so busy. Overnight, we're not so busy. So I want you to take advantage of this, and if you already have an online business or you're already an author, then you're already on the way. But if this is something that you had wanted to do, you wanted to write a book, you wanted to do something at least part-time on the internet, now is the time. And I know it's so easy to get caught up with the news, and it's bad news, and I'm going to recommend that you don't do it very much. I'm doing it about 20 minutes a day. So I have a couple of websites that I check, and I have a couple of television stations that I'll watch, and about 20 minutes every 24 hours really gives me any information that I might need, and then I can move on back to my life, what's important for me and the people close to me. So I'm going to give you a little outline of what I'd like for you to do and see if this works. Get back to me if you have any other recommendations or suggestions or adjustments. But I want you to, I'll give you all four in the beginning, and then we'll talk about each one. Number one is write. Number two is create. Number three is market. And number four is learn. So I've spoken many times. If you've been listening to my podcast from the beginning or from any point, you know that I talk about the importance of writing. I was someone who wanted to write from a young age and didn't do much writing. I talked about writing, but I didn't write. And finally, when I came online, I got myself into the habit of writing every single day. And this is so important just to your psyche, just to what you are doing just as a human being. But for business, it's everything. So I want you to write. And in the beginning, it could be a struggle for you. Some people are natural writers. And when I talk to them about writing, they say, oh, yeah, I started writing, and I don't think much about it anymore. It's just part of what I do every day. With other people, they struggle with it. I was someone who struggled with it. But once you write every day, be disciplined. Set a time to write. I do it early in the morning. So today, I've already written and published a new blog post to one of my sites, to hugeprofitstinylist.com. And that's, you know, something that you might want to do, something that's part of who you are and what you're doing. My post today was, it isn't just about the money, why income goals aren't everything. And that's about, I think it's about 900 words. The next place I will go is 750words.com. It's the numbers, 750words.com. I started using that site almost a year and a half ago, coming up on a year and a half. And what you do is you go there and you write, and it's free for the first 30 days. After that, it's $5 a month, and I decided to continue with it. It's very good to keep me disciplined and organized and to be able to have that place where no one else reads that. So you can journal there, anything that you want to do. But I'm typically writing for business or for one of my books. But I'm doing that writing. And then the writing, what does it turn into? Blog posts usually almost immediately. Trainings that I'm doing where I need to write, because most of what I do with my trainings starts with me writing somewhere between 6 and 10,000 words. And so a lot of that is done in the mornings on 750words.com. I'm writing short reports, and I'm writing books. Right now I'm co-authoring a second book with Ellen Finkelstein, and this book will be for using the model of speaking as an income stream. And it's very interesting that she and I are writing that book right now when public speaking has taken a big change, a shift for now. It happened after 9/11 also. I wasn't online back then, but when I came online in 2006, people were still talking about what happened in 2001 and into 2002, where overnight they were not getting on airplanes or driving or traveling in any way to events with large groups of people that they could speak to, so things went online. So right now what I'm doing is public speaking. So you could do a podcast, a teleseminar, a Zoom room. Zoom, I'm sure their stock has skyrocketed right now. I'm not a Zoom user, but I'm on many Zoom calls on a regular basis. Today, actually, in a couple of hours, my Rotary Club here in Santa Barbara will be meeting by Zoom because we haven't met for the past month. And it's great. We'll be able to see each other and to talk, and different people will be speaking on different topics. I'll be talking about working at home, what that's like, and how wondrous it is to be able to work from home, make your own hours, and create magnificent things in your life. So I want you to be excited about this time. So writing, you want to write every single day. When I was teaching, I taught children that English was not their first language, not a native language for them, and I told them that their writing would improve if they did it every day. And they believed me. The ones who did it, it worked. And when I came online, I began taking my own advice and writing. And share your writing. So if you do a blog post, if you do something, a short report or a product, let me know about it. It's very easy to reach me. Probably on Twitter might be the best. I'm Connie Green on Twitter. And let me know what you're doing, and I'll share it with the world. I have a very vast audience and reach these days. All right, that's number one. Create is number two. What do I mean by create? You want to create something that you can sell. So you're creating information products, courses, all kinds of programs, membership sites. Create something that becomes a legacy. The writing is a legacy. The products are a different legacy that you'll create, and that way you have assets for your business. You have something that you can pull out, dust off, and it's electrons if it's digital, right? We dust it off, and then you offer it again to your prospects and your clients and your customers. And so I want you to think about what you will create. Usually these days, I'm working on one or two products, courses, books, things like that simultaneously. But with a book, it would only be one book at a time. With a product or a course, one would be in the early outlining stages, and the next one would be in the research and actually creating stages. So we don't want to have too much on our plate. Anyone that I've worked with who has said, and I am thinking of one person in particular, that when I met with her in person, she opened up her laptop, and she must have had 100 little icons on her desktop. And I said, wow, I said, it's a lot of things. And she said, oh, I'm always busy with lots and lots of things that I'm creating. And I said, well, do you complete each of them? And she said, well, no, that's the problem. I'm not completing things. And I told her that she had to limit it to two or three and see one to completion, then take the next one into the next stages, do that same thing with the third one before adding another one to her current schedule. And I think that's good advice. I know it worked well for her. And this is something that we have total control over, because remember, you're the boss. You're in charge as an entrepreneur and as an author. So you make the rules. And I always say that, you know, I'm the toughest boss I ever had. And that's so, so true, where I think back to bosses and supervisors and business owners that were so demanding of what I did and how I did it. Well, now that's how demanding I am of myself, and it feels good to be doing this for myself and not being told what to do. As an employee, you're told what to do. You have very little input, usually, and that's the way it is. But when you have your own business and doing the business online, you call the shots. All right, the third thing is market. I'm proud to say I am the marketing madwoman. So right now, I'm involved in a huge giveaway, and I'm very honored that they invited me to be participate this time. And they only have 20 people. And I thought, okay, so I know some of the people, and I know the person who's doing this, and I understand why he invited me, and because finally my name is known. But I thought, what do they really see in me? They see my marketing ability. I can get the word out for the other 19 people to find the audience. And I can convince and persuade and market so that so many people will get all 20 of these great products and courses and memberships, all these things at no cost. It's a giveaway. And so it's very, very exciting. So I want you to market every day. And marketing is very different from sales, in my opinion. So sales is when you present something to someone and they take a look and they decide to purchase or not. So every day we have these opportunities. We're seeing perhaps, I don't see much television, but I know there are commercials that are ads for different things, and maybe you make a decision about a car. The car manufacturers are the number one television advertisers, and print for that matter. They're number one in North America. So maybe you make a decision based on that. So that's sales. Marketing is more persuasion. You're giving people reasons why they may want to further consider what you have to offer. And I love this part of it because many times when I'm convincing and persuading, I'm also talking people out of it who would not be a good fit, in my opinion. So I might be offering one of my products, and I might say, now remember, if this is your situation right now, if you're at this point in your life and business right now, this probably isn't for you. But go ahead and contact me, and we can discuss it a little bit further. Usually in emails that go back and forth. And I'm going to say that I probably talk almost as many people out of buying something from me or from something I'm promoting as an affiliate and recommending as I do talking them into it. And I don't want you to see talking people into something as being negative. Think of the children in your life. Either right now you might have young children or you have grandchildren or nieces and nephews, or when I was teaching, I always had 35 or so young people looking up to me, and it was really my job to talk them into a whole lot of things, to convince and persuade them. I couldn't make them love learning, and I couldn't make them do the work that was required for each subject I was teaching. When I was in elementary, I taught 12 subjects. In middle school, for a couple of years, I was 2 years in middle school, and I taught math, science, and technology. But thinking to elementary school, when I taught every subject, I would have to give them a reason, like social studies. That's a good example where they'd say, oh, Mrs. Green, I don't want to read about Egypt or Rome. Whatever we were studying, they'd say, you know, it's so long ago. And I'd say, but it's important. We must understand the history so that we can understand our current situations and our future. And I honestly believe that. And then I would share with them that when I was their age, and even all the way through high school, I couldn't get excited about history. And as a result, I didn't learn very much history. I began learning history as a young adult and then moving forward when I saw the value of it. So I would tell them my experiences, and we'd find something fun about whatever unit we were working on during the year. And sure enough, most of them believed me. I was persuading them and convincing them and talking them into making a study of a subject matter because it would be valuable to them in later years. And so this is what you're doing with marketing. You're sharing things. Whatever you have for sale, ask yourself what's for sale, and then whatever you have, get it out there. Send it to your list through emails. Do it on social media. Have teleseminars or podcasts or webinars where you're sharing the information. Let people know why this is important for them, what they'll get out of it, because that's the only thing that matters to all of us. I buy things just about every single day. I'm a huge consumer of products and courses, all kinds of things from my fellow entrepreneurs. And each time when I'm looking at something and deciding whether to make the purchase, I do it very quickly, because I'm not going to spend forever looking at things, regardless of the price. If I see the value for me, it's sold. They've convinced me that this is for me. So have fun with the marketing, because marketing is so, so important. And it is fun. It is fun. All right, the fourth thing that I want you to do, especially during this time when we have that extra time, all of a sudden we have time, I want you to learn. Become a student again. I learn almost every single day something that will directly help me in my personal life or in my business. I'm learning different things. Now, sometimes I begin to learn something and I realize I don't want to make a complete study of this, but I, whatever the topic is, but I want to learn enough to be educated, to know what I'm talking about in regards to it, and then I may outsource that to someone else. But I'm learning by reading, and boy, you know, readers are leaders. We used to say that when I was teaching. I think that will always be true. When you read, your vocabulary expands. Your spelling skills are really improved. I was a good speller all through school, and it was because I loved to read back then. I would get lost in the stories. So right now, I want you reading. Go over to Audible. If you want to listen to books, go over to Audible. Go to connieloves.me/audible and get your free account. And also what they have right now, and I don't know if they've always had it, perhaps they just started it because of the pandemic, but they have books for young people. So it's all the way from preschool all the way through young adults, and they have them in different categories. They have them in 6 languages, and you may stream them at no cost. So I started with White Fang by Jack London, and now I'm just starting Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. And that was something I had heard of. I think it's Ayn, A-Y-N. I'm pretty sure it's not Ann. Ayn Rand, R-A-N-D. And I'm excited to start this. And that one's going to be, I think it's 7 hours. So I'm going to do it over a 14-day period, about a half hour a day. I'll take a few notes while I'm listening, but it's very exciting to be learning. Learn things that will help you in your business. If it's technology, learn just enough and then outsource the rest. So I can do a whole lot of things with WordPress, but I'm not an expert in WordPress because it's technology. I know what I need to know, and when I have questions, when I need help, I have people that are helping me with my business, people that I outsource to, virtual assistants and web designers and people that just are brilliant with technology, and I ask them to complete that for me. So let's go back. I want you writing every day, and start out with a journal. I keep a planner, and these planners, you can go to connieloves.me/HP planners, and they're high-performance planners from Brendan Burchard that I'm working with this year. So it's connieloves.me/HPPLANNERS, HP planners. And I write right in those planners. There are pages at the back of each one. There's room at the bottom for each day. And that's where I make a lot of notes. But then I go to the computer. I go to 750 words. I go to one of my 2 blogs. Well, actually, I have 3 blogs, but I haven't shared the third one publicly yet. But everything I write on that third blog shows up over at Medium, where I'm Connie Reagan Green. So you might be fascinated when you see what I write about besides business. So the writing, very, very important. It gets your mind in a certain frame of mind where you're able to expand your thinking. And I don't know if I can even properly describe this process, but when you write, you're using a very different part of the brain from what we're using regularly throughout the day when we're not writing. And this will allow you to problem solve in a different way. Because once you've written it out, you've turned it into words, and your brain has shared that then in writing, and it's different. And I don't have the information to fully explain this, but once you write every day, you're going to see immediately what I mean. Then you're creating. You always want to have something in the works. 1 or 2 things is best. And what is it that you're creating? What kind of product? What's your idea? Sometimes my ideas are bigger than what I'm able to do, and I have one right now. I'm creating a product on entropy, but I had to start learning a little bit more about entropy, what it means, and about the second law of thermodynamics. It caught me there for a second. The second law of thermodynamics. I'm sure I was absent the day they taught it in school, if I actually was taught that. I think I was, high school age, physics. But sometimes it's bigger than me, bigger than who I am right now. That's okay. I'm willing to learn so that I can create a product that will be meaningful to other people in the way that I initially thought it would be. Then the marketing, have fun with the marketing. How many people can you market to? What about people that you know personally? Send them an email right now and say, I've just signed up for Audible. Did you know that you could listen on your device, on your phone or on your iPad? I put in my earbuds and I'm able to listen. You can listen right through the laptop or the desktop computer. Be excited about it and share. Maybe you're sharing print books. Maybe you'll go over to ConnieReaganGreenBooks.com and see that books that I have. If there's something there that you would like for me to make free on Kindle for a day or two just so you can download it for free, please let me know and I'm happy to do that because all of my books are available on Kindle. All right, so marketing, you're going to have fun with it. You're going to do a great job. You're going to pat yourself on the shoulder when you make sales, when you change minds, when people join your community because your marketing spoke to them. This is going to be something that's life-changing for you and for the people you reach. And then finally, you're going to be a lifelong learner and learn something every day. Get involved with a course, with a program. If you're in any of my courses, you know that the learning is a big piece of it. Once you do that learning, all of a sudden, your life is expanded. Your mind is expanded. The possibilities of what you can achieve are expanded. So thank you for taking this time and spending it with me. I appreciate you so very much. And just remember that we will make it through this. We've made it through. We as a society, as a culture, we have made it through really trying times. And I think back to what was a misnomer, the Spanish flu. It did not start in Spain, but that was almost exactly 100 years ago. And if you look that up, do some research with that, you'll see very, very similar. But what's the difference? What's our benefit now? It's 100 years later. We have more science. We have more technology. We have more things that will help us move through this and beyond this so that the pandemic just becomes part of our history. It doesn't define us. A situation that we find ourselves in our life, whether it was from our childhood or from a job that we had or from something like this that's touching just about every corner of the globe, these things do not define us. What defines us is who we are and how we grow exponentially as a human being. So this is Connie Reagan Green from Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. Thank you so much for taking this time with me today.